Good morning, Spirit of Joy. I just wanted to say that. We lift up that it is that same great Spirit of Joy who, with a capital W, moves among us as we gather on this August 17, 2025. Please pray with me. God of sun, moon, and stars, yours is the prairie ground on which we stand. Be with us today as we worship, pray, and sing our praises to you. Remind us that each breath we take means breathing in a new day, a day you, Creator Lord, created. All honor and glory be yours, O Lord, forever. And God's people say, Amen. From a distance, 10 desperate voices cry, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. The men who called out were in need of healing. Have mercy on us, they shouted. The guys in that group had recognized Jesus immediately when he entered the village. To think what a grand welcome Jesus had from this group of men. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. We say now, Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And in translation, we say, Kyrie eleison. So speak these words with me. Kyrie eleison. So in the cranberry hymnal, as we call it in our hymnal, in setting 8 of the liturgy in the front, there's a Kyrie, an invocation. And an invocation simply means like a little prayer to invite the Spirit into the place, which we have done so nicely. So today's gospel story from Luke connected me to that liturgy in setting 8. And I pray that you may be inspired as well. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day. It's every day, dear friends in Christ, that the Holy Spirit enters our lives, moving and stirring in and through us. And this gathering here, as we sung, the Spirit gathered us in, this gathering is truly the Spirit at work. So 3 years ago, on this weekend, was my first Sunday to preach in the South Dakota Synod. Woo! It's exciting. And 3 years now, I'm still preaching in the South Dakota Synod, and it's pretty exciting. As I look out at you all, not nervous at all, of course, I am moved by the possibilities. So speaking of what lies ahead for we people of God, I was thinking about a practice we learned at Wartburg Seminary. I'm sure you all at Luther Sem also learned this. It was called dwelling in the Word. We would hear several rounds of the day's text from different readers and different translations. And sometimes we would even read in different languages. So then after each round, each reading, we'd pause as a class and we'd discuss such topics as, what stood out to you? And then we'd talk. Or, where in the text did you get stuck? Which happened often, being in seminary. And we would discuss for a long time. And you might imagine, we in class sometimes veered from Scripture. Yeah. After all, we were tired seminarians. Sometimes we needed a break, and it was more fun to laugh about our colleague's cat that was sitting on the back of his office chair, or talking about the latest popular podcast that we need to listen to preach. But all kidding aside, after dwelling in the Word, the practice of spending time, of digging deep into Scripture, after we did that routinely, it became a spiritual habit. So I invite you to dwell in today's gospel this week. Spend some time asking where you get stuck, bringing up words or phrases that caught your attention. I believe you'll enjoy it. So what caught my attention, among many things, and from today's lesson from Luke, is the first three opening words. Do you remember what they were? On the way. Let's say that together. On the way. So Jesus, we heard, was on the way to preach, teach, and heal, because that's what Jesus did. The men, after the miracle they experienced, they were on the way to spread the good news. They had been healed. Can't you imagine the guy saying, "Alleluia! Thank you, Jesus." So from the 10 men, we come back full circle to here, to Spirit of Joy, to this assembly, to you all joining us online, and here in person. After having worshiped, we're not done yet, got a little more left, joined, we haven't yet joined the pop-up choir and sung, but we will, and after we have shared a meal, we will be on the way to whatever the rest of the day, your day, holds. Maybe a family event. Maybe you'll eat some more cookies, right? Maybe some school shopping is in the order. Maybe a little Sunday rest or Sunday walking outside. Whatever it is, you are on the way to your doing. You will be on the way to leaning in to who God has created you to be. And I hope you might be on your way later to share in fellowship with us in the Shalom Center. Keep that in mind. So like the 10 who suffered from a skin disease, aren't we followers of Christ on the way to tell everyone we meet who Jesus is, and what Jesus is doing in our lives? Aren't we each on the way to accepting our humanness and asking God for forgiveness? The lepers did so. Lord, have mercy on us. Aren't we followers of Jesus on the way to loving our neighbor more today than we did yesterday? Regardless of the specific destination, we are on the way to begin another journey. On the way to fill in your blank. No matter what's on the horizon, when we think of being on a journey, of being on the way, we assume there's movement. Movement toward something. Something perhaps like a new school year. Anybody out there starting a new school year? New grade? Or maybe an old grade? Like, if you're not in school, that was like, perhaps to college or to a new job? Or maybe you're on your way to cheerleading practice. I remember those days. Or football practice. Or maybe you're on the way to church. So regardless of the destination, we all start from scratch. We start from where our feet are, and we move forward. Jesus had set out on a mission back in the day. Likewise, the 10 lepers in Luke are on the way. They may not know it yet, but they are on their way to knowing and to healing others the same way that Jesus healed them. The perfect combination. So if we are on the way, where do you picture yourself? Maybe today's text might be urging us to take pause to pray. Or might we be on our way, like in the announcements, to support our local ministry partners? Might we be on our way to trying a new hobby, to spending some time out in the gardens of this church? Might we be on our way to sitting at the bedside with a loved one? Or might we be on our way to a new adventure? Might we, with all the world, might we, with Jesus at our side, be on the way to finding true peace? The 10 men called out to Jesus, "Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us." So back to the Kyrie from setting 8. For peace in our hearts, for peace in our homes, for friends and family, for life and for love, for our work and our play, let us say, pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.